Like to have a motion to come out of executive, please? And soon as one person, there he is.
From 3:00 on, Galen. 3:00 all the way through, oh gosh, 2:00.
I have a motion by second chair Redcorn, seconded by Councilman Chishawaga to come out of executive session. Go ahead and call for the question.
Chairman Waller?
Yes.
Councilman Yates?
Yes.
Councilwoman Bim? Councilman Chishawaga?
Yes.
Councilman Crum?
Yes.
Councilwoman Erling? Councilwoman Redcorn?
Yes.
Councilman Redcorn?
Yes.
Motion passes.
Thank you, ma'am. With that, we have no votes coming out of executive session. They go under the old business. We were going to talk about the lease sale. I think it was discussed enough in our concern with the energy net. And without the sponsor being in the room available, they have the next three items. The Candy Creek resolution was brought up Friday concerning the negotiated 10% price and the leasing of 10 years. I think that was going to be clarified. The newspaper article, also discussed part of it. Stephanie, what would you like to add to that?
Candy Creek Crusher, we gave them a 10-year extension, or 10 years,
lease.
A 10% interest. Well, the superintendent, what they did on their lease, it was all messed up. They gave them 5 years. I don't know what they did. But I thought I would review the resolution to amend it to make it a little bit more clear what's expected of them over there. And that's what I did. And I'd like to read you the therefore be it resolved clause. And I took it from their attorneys. The Osage Mills Council hereby authorizes an amendment to resolution number 3-266, in which 214 leads to Candy Creek Crusher, southeast of section 32, township 24 north, range 12 east, is granted an extension for 10 years. The term 10 year will begin 2018 when approved and expire in 2028 with a royalty rate of 10%. They had, if you look back in those other papers that were given to you, they had it extended another additional 5 years, but then at the top they had it from 2014 to 2024. It was all wrong. So I thought if I sent this to them, it would clarify it. That's why I amended it, so they would fully understand. But I gave you a copy of what they sent out to be signed. So anyway, that's all this is about, is to clear up the... It's just housekeeping for the Bureau, so we can get on with our 10% on the Candy Creek. Oh.
But the original resolution has that embedded in it?
No, it just said, I actually put the dates that it would begin in 2018 and would expire in 2028. That's 10 years. I just said, you give them a 10-year lease with the 10%. I actually spelled out the dates in here so they would understand what to put into the extension of the lease.
Yes, ma'am.
That's all I did.
In form of a motion, do I have a second?
Second.
I have a second. Any more discussion? Amended to resolution 214.
No, amendment to 3-266. It's a 214 lease.
Give me the 3-.
Okay, it's the southeast of 3-266. This will be an amendment to it.
Okay.
And it's a 214 lease, which is a Candy Creek Crusher. It's in the southeast of 32-24-12 east.
Okay.
And we're giving them 10 more years at 10%. But I actually put the dates in there.
That's fine. As amendment, to resolution 3-226. That's all you need as a header for this. She has the information available. Call for the question, please.
3-266.
Is that what I just said?
And she was saying six, so that's why I said.
Got it?
Yes.
Thank you.
And second by?
Me, Councilman Kern.
Councilman Yates.
Yes.
Councilwoman Booth.
Yes.
Councilman Cheshawala.
Yes.
Councilman Kern.
Yes.
Councilwoman Erlen.
Yes.
Councilwoman Redcorn.
Yes.
Councilman Redcorn.
Yes.
Chairman Waller.
Yes. Thank you. Newspaper article, Councilwoman Erlen.
I can't find it.
It's there, it's there, it's the very last thing.
I don't know. Okay. Do you want me to read this out loud?
Not particularly. Of course.
Well, I don't want to read it either. Cynthia's a lot better reading than I am. So did you all read it?
Mm-hmm.
Did you have?
What did I read?
Did you have any problems with it?
For the minutes.
Pardon?
I think you should have read it.
At a meeting on January 17, 2018, a report given by William Lynn, OMC Office Director, reflecting Bureau of Indian Affairs' continued effort to limit drilling in the Osage. The statistics used, Mr. Lynn's report came from the Division of Minerals Development. We are aware of and have turned over to our attorney for a solution to combat the BIA's effort to strangle Indian production in the Osage. They are still producing oil wells in the Osage thanks to our oil producers. We are hopeful with the price of oil increasing, the annuitants will see an increase in their payment checks. All efforts have been set in motion to stop the BIA's retaliation for the highest posted price case, which was won by OMC in 2011. Oil in Osage is not going to dry up in 2020.
And this response is why?
It's because we got people stopping me or calling me or writing articles that we're going to be out of oil in 2020. We may not have any new oil, but we still have some oil, maybe not as much as what we've got now. But hopefully, I don't believe we're going to be out of oil in 2020.
And you want to put this where?
Well, if nothing else in the newspaper, if it's not just our newspaper.
Well, that's what I was leading to for it.
I don't know. You want to put it somewhere else?
After we put it in ours. Okay. Councilwoman Booth.
This actually came as a result of that special meeting we had on January 29th.
Thank you.
And if I
that's
recall,
what I was leading.
You weren't here that day, I don't think.
Good. Council. I caught you being by. I'm sorry.
I was going to reiterate what you said. We already had the vote to do something to clarify. We actually, I think, assigned it to Mrs. Boone and Mrs. Irvin to do. It's kind of a already done deal, as long as we, I guess, approve the letter or whatever, the article.
Well, Catherine said she wanted to see it after we did it.
Right, that's what I said.
She should.
Yeah. No, I'm not disputing that. I'm just saying that the vote was already done to do it, as long as there's not a objection to what was sent or what was done. Created.
Let's take it on to the R print, and then take it on to the website, and then you can see if the nation picks it up or not. Go ahead,
Where we talk about, we are aware, we should say the OMC is aware, and then turn it over to their attorney. And then what all the duties should be OMC.
I agree, under branding. Mm-hmm. Just like we had to do with the Energy Net, we did the same thing at that. With that, I agree that we had a motion to take care of that. If we could, just critique your article and then send it on through. I'd like to move on down to minute meetings.
Excuse me.
Yes, Council.
Can we back up just a moment?
Sure.
In addition to that article that came out 1 week, there was another article that came out, and This was in the Barnstall newspaper. Apparently the chief is having trouble getting some land into trust, and the county commissioners weighed in on it, and they voted for him not to get it into trust, and so Chief Standing Bear was telling that he would want the partnerships absolved regarding the county roads department. And then he also makes reference in here, Standing Bear said the Osage Members Council will also explore the proper distribution of the $1.6 million in gross production tax. I'm not aware that the chief ever came here and asked us to even consider that, so I don't know who he's talking to. But it just kind of surprised me that he would make such a statement, since he knows that that our gross production tax comes as a result of the 1906 Act.
What day is that article?
It's February the 8th, and it came out a week after the other one came out.
Yeah, I didn't.
But that didn't come out of the 06 Act, the gross production tax.
The Minerals Council gross production tax does.
No, it doesn't.
It's covered in April of 1940 of the 1906 Act.
Of 1940.
Yeah. Well, the amendment.
Yeah.
But it's included in the 1906 amendment.
Yes, that's correct.
Yeah, so I don't know who he's talking to, but
I personally was called whatever. That's why I asked you what date it is. It's probably been 10 days ago, and I said, well, I'm signing and getting the gross production act.
Well, sure.
But later on, I do think we need to look at the plugging effort administration, and whatever they do is fine, the TIP program and the rest of it.
Well, I wouldn't be in favor of supporting Chief Daniels Bear's efforts regarding ceasing money to the roads department.
That's not the first time we've threatened that.
Okay.
There was an article about the, they had it down there at the casino Saturday, a debate between the chiefs, or people running for chief. Anyway, Mr. Standing Bear, you need to really read it, because he went to great length of all these things that he, you know, what we could do or, you know, should be doing or whatever. But it's like he's talked to all these other people. It's just a matter of, you know, and I'm sure he didn't. He didn't talk to us. I don't know where he's coming from with all that. But if you have an opportunity and chance, you probably really do need to read the article.
Yes, ma'am. Counsel. Any other questions? Councilman Rickard.
I've got an additional item, if it's
please.
I'd like permission from the Osage Mineral Council if I can call Tom Fredericks, and I can ask him one simple question. And I've asked this over and over and over. I'm going to ask him, does rock sales, is that included in our win in 2015? And have a conversation with him.
That sounds great.
Is that okay?
Have the answer sent to us.
Councilman Redcorn, you don't need our permission.
Never
You're
did.
Entitled
well, I'm
to
just
going to
throw it out there. I want to have a conversation.
No, you have the ability to pick up the phone and call him about anything you want to discuss. I mean, I appreciate that you...
Not anything.
Well, not anything, but, you know.
Yes, sir. Thank you for the consideration. That's fine.
That's okay with the council. That call is going to be made.
I agree with Councilwoman Boone. That door is always options, always open to my council.
Yes, it is. Thank you.
24/7.
Yeah. Okay.
With that, committee reports. My short one is just about the RPC meeting. Some of our information I haven't used. I'm going to take the federal statute 1906, Big Eagle versus United States in 1938 as amended. Trial Act. We're going to look at and review. I'm going to fly 1906, since it's going to be court dated August 14, 2015. It's being held under structure in the federal court and maintains it. Council, it's all yours.
Thank you. I've got a committee, but I have a comment on your trip. If it's okay, if you could read one sentence out of Bill, Mr. Our Director's report to this committee.
I'm actually thinking about handing it down.
Okay.
If it's okay with you all, they kind of downplayed what I hand out.
Then I'm fine. The second thing is on our newsletter, we have not sent it out because we're still waiting on word on our grants.
Yes, sir.
And I've been told they should be here any day. As soon as we hear, I think we'll send that newsletter out.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Council?
That's our only committee.
I'd entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second. I have a motion on the floor by Councilwoman Boone, seconded by Councilman Redcorn. Without any further discussion, I can call for a question.
Councilwoman Boone?
Yes.
Councilman Tishwala?
Yes.
Councilman Crum?
Yes.
Councilwoman Irwin?
Yes.
Councilwoman Redcorn?
Yes.
Councilman Redcorn?
Yes.
Councilman Waller?
Yes.
Councilman Gates?
Yes.
Motion passed.
Thank you all.